This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton, and Ashley Thornburg and I are in our Fargo studio in Bismarck waiting to talk about Main Street Eats. Is Sue Balcom.
Sue, thanks.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here.
You sent us a list to talk about Women's Christmas. What is this? How do I sign up?
Where do I go to watch it?
When my mother first kind of called this day to my attention, I did not realize that it was part of Women's Christmas. And so when I found that, I'm thinking, okay, let's skip the other Christmas and go straight to this one, which is actually Three Kings Day. When I talked to her before she passed away, she couldn't remember exactly why they celebrated this day on January 6th. But it has to do with the fact that during the trek to see the baby in the manger, you know, not everybody lived close enough to make it there by Christmas. And so on January 6th was supposedly the day that the three kings made it to the manger with their gifts. So if you really want to make your Christmas authentic, you should be giving gifts up until January 6th, because that is the day that the kings brought their gifts. So a lot of people celebrate this as Epiphany or Three Kings Day. It's also kind of a kickoff to the Mardi Gras, which Fat Tuesday will be coming up. And, of course, that's a day that you overindulge. But I also found that in some countries, like Ireland, which I like Ireland, Epiphany is also known as Women's Christmas. Now, doesn't that sound wonderful after Christmas?
Well, yes. What happens?
Well, traditionally, and this you're going to laugh about for sure, we get the day off, and we get together
for
tea cakes.
You mean we get to do twice as much the next day?
Right. Well, apparently men are supposed to be doing the housekeeping and the cooking on that day. And this must have been in much more traditional houses than what we have nowadays. But I think we could, you know, manage
sure.
to bring it back a little bit, you know, because I think we all deserve a little break after Christmas.
You know, last week you were talking about this Vassalopita, this kind of cake where you bake a coin into the cake.
Right.
Well, you're talking about this Three Kings Day as a celebration leading up to Mardi Gras. Well, there's a king cake tradition in New Orleans where they bake this multicolored cake
and
they put a little baby inside the cake, and the person who gets the baby gets some kind of a prize or acknowledgement.
Oh, my gosh. It's not a real baby, is it?
No. It's a little Cupid doll thing.
You could also do an almond.
But the idea is sort of similar.
Well, that's an interesting thing. And they have they also do it with bread, too. They have, like, this mile-long bread tradition, I think, in Spain or France. And they have festivals all over the place celebrating, that right here, it says with a piece, if you get the piece of cake with the baby Jesus in it, you become his godparent for the rest of the year, which means you have to buy the rest of us gifts. I'm sure that's what
But the
means.
Cake is highly prized during Mardi Gras, and it's often celebrated on the Food Network channels, for example.
Oh, I'm going to have to see if I can't find a recipe for that. I think it is called
it's called king cake, I believe.
Roscon de Reyes. Are you familiar with the French name for that? Isn't this a French quarter kind of thing?
Yeah, it is French, and it might be Gâteau du Roi, I think. ROI? Are you?
It's ROSCON. And then D-R-E-Y-E-S. And since I'm not very good at that kind of stuff, I'll have to refer to Siri or somebody to help me pronounce it. But, you know, it sounds to me like these people
that sounds
really
like it might be the Spanish version, maybe.
Really know how to do – oh, maybe. They really know how to do Christmas upright, you know. If they start on December 25th and they go all the way to Mardi Gras with all kinds of goodies, cakes. They put a crown on it once in a while, you know, like you can put a crown on the top of the cake. They make them really fancy, too.
Yeah, it might sometimes be called crown cake.
I'm sure because, you know, the kings, which brought three gifts. We all know what they are. Don't we know what they are?
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Very good. And somebody asked why they brought those particular gifts. Well, that must have been like the what they had. You know what I mean? It's like they couldn't go to Walmart and buy anything
different.
It was
locally sourced.
So, right, there you go. And frankincense, which I have frankincense myself at home, is quite an expensive oil even by today's standards.
So. Well, let's get up close and personal here. How does Sue Balcom celebrate Women's Christmas?
Actually, back to the cake. So we do. We actually have cake for Three Kings Days because we have enough stuff in our house that we don't do presents so much anymore. And I still am working on perfecting that cake thing, you know, and I will continue to do that. Although in the summertime, I really like pie.
Who doesn't? Yeah.
There's more fruit around in North Dakota in the summertime.
Right.
So
you're having a king cake for Women's Christmas? Or?
Well, we do. We celebrate Epiphany at the church that I work at. And part of it is that it's decorated with purple, green, and yellow. And that's significant.
Those are the colors.
Oh, see, so that would be coloring your cake that, too.
That's the New Orleans king cake colors.
Okay. They also decorate they take the decorations off the Christmas trees after Christmas, and they use these colors on their Christmas trees. And if they're real trees, I suppose they won't last till February. At least mine never did. So,
gosh, I would hope not.
I had a Christmas tree once that actually started growing. Like it had tips on it.
Wow.
And I was thinking that, how does it, that never happens, does it? So that was my one Christmas miracle tree. But I did not leave it up till February because they dry up, you know, so.
Well, have we exhausted this topic?
I think we have.
All right. Thanks, Sue.
Be sure and celebrate Women's Christmas.
We check in with Sue Balcom every week. Always a pleasure, Sue.
Thank you.